11 players in Carolina blue uniforms, one coach, about two dozen fans, and 21,000 empty blue seats. That's the scene for every North Carolina junior varsity basketball game.
Send all the way over there. Go. Look, he's holding them.
Right here, 14.
3 hours before the real Tar Heels play in a nationally televised ACC game, the loudest noise during the JV game is the squeaking of shoes and the periodic shouts of Coach Jared Haas. Today, the JV Heels are taking on a military school named Massanutten, and things aren't going well.
Ready, give it, flex cut, go, flex! Get wide, find the ball! Matt, find the ball!
Matt Van Hoy is fighting hard to score and rebound against Massanutten's several Division I prospects. Van Hoy is a 6'4 forward from tiny Mocksville. The fact that he's here on this court is unlikely, but it's the culmination of a dream.
I wanted to do it since I was a little kid in the driving. I was planning, you know, hopefully I can make the JV team. You know, to wear the Carolina uniform, regardless whether it's varsity or JV, it's still a life-changing experience in my opinion.
So let me get this straight. When you were dreaming of playing basketball for Carolina, you actually dreamed of the JV team?
I did, because, I mean, I guess I was realistic at a young age, knowing that my abilities weren't up to a higher level.
Van Hoy's dream was hard won. He tried out twice for the JV team as a freshman and sophomore and was cut both times. But he came back as a junior and made the team. Now he's the only senior on the squad. The Carolina basketball we all know produced Michael Jordan and has won 5 national titles. But it also has another distinction, the only major program to field a JV team. In 1972, when freshmen were first allowed to play varsity basketball, most schools stopped fielding a second team. But North Carolina has kept it going for 40 years.
Coach Smith always thought that everybody that comes to university should have a chance to try out for the basketball team.
Coach Smith is, of course, Dean Smith, and the man continuing his legacy is Roy Williams, the current head coach. Williams played on the freshman team in the 1960s and later coached the JV squad. He tried to start a JV program when he became the head coach at Kansas, but the Big 12 Conference told him he couldn't because of Title IX concerns. When he came back to Carolina 9 years ago, Williams happily embraced the JV team. He says it will be here as long as he is.
For me, it's something that I want to continue doing. I saw my own son go through the program. I've known kids that have gone through the program that still speak so highly of that whole experience.
Coaching the JV team is a task taken on willingly by Jared Haas, who's also an assistant coach with the varsity. In between constant recruiting and preparing scouting reports for the likes of Duke and Kentucky, he also arranges a JV schedule that includes games against Central Carolina Community College and Greensboro Day School. After coaching the varsity for a couple hours every afternoon, he runs the JV practices at night.
You know, on a personal level, I want them to learn something about themselves. It's not going to be every day make their life miserable by any means, but it is something I want to push them, put them against good competition, and when they leave here, say, you know, I learned something about basketball, I learned something about life, and go away with a positive experience.
70 to 80 kids show up every fall to try out for the JV team. About 15 are selected. They can play for 2 seasons, and for a select few, an even bigger prize awaits. Every year, a walk-on slot or two opens up on the varsity, and a JV player fills it. Because he's a senior, that won't happen for Matt Van Hoy, and he's fine with that. And being a JV player does have some perks.
We don't get to keep the jersey and shorts, unfortunately, but we get a few pairs of these shoes, sweats, Carolina sweatsuit, and the best thing at the end of the year, we got a team plaque with the team picture, the entire schedule on it, you know, the scores and like that. So that's a nice keepsake I got in my room right now.
Each player also gets a ticket to the varsity game. Sitting right behind the bench, the envy of 21,000 fans who now fill all those blue seats. An hour and a half after their game ended, the JV players are the happiest cheerleaders in the building. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Kendall Marshall!